Today's Food for the Journey will be a classic reflection of today's readings.
Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. Before we look at the readings for today, I wanted to share with you just a little section from Thomas à Kempis. Thomas à Kempis was a German priest who wrote many spiritual works, and I think you'll find, in light of what we've been talking about the last 3 days, about our own self-sufficiency, about the need to put that aside and to put all our trust in God, and to enter Lent, not looking for praise from others for our sacrifices, but really looking to God. May our hidden sacrifices, our hidden works of mercy, bring God much glory. Thomas à Kempis wrote this: "I speak to my Lord, I who am but dust and ashes. If I consider myself anything more than this, behold, you stand against me, and my sins bear witness to the truth which I cannot contradict. If I abase myself, however, if I humble myself, if I shrink from self-esteem and account myself as the dust which I am, your grace will favor me." Now, that doesn't mean, oh, I'm worthless, I'm nothing. It just means, I am nothing apart from Christ. I'm nothing apart from the one who created me and the one who saved me. Apart from him, I have no good. That's what this means. Doesn't mean you have to grovel on the ground. God gave you gifts. He's within you. But it's just, as I say so often, you're not the source. So acknowledge that you're not the source and turn to the one who is the source. Thomas à Kempis says, "If I humble myself to nothing, if I shrink from all self-esteem and account myself as the dust which I am, your grace will favor me. Your light will enshroud my heart, and all self-esteem, no matter how little, will sink into the depths of my nothingness. It is there you show me to myself what I am, what I have been, what I am coming to. For I am nothing, that is, apart from Christ. I am nothing, and I did not know it. Left to myself, I am nothing but total weakness. But if you look upon me for an instant, I am at once made strong and filled with new joy. Great wonder it is that I, who of my own weight always sink to the depths, am so suddenly lifted up and so graciously embraced by you. It is your love that does this, graciously upholding me, supporting me in so many necessities, guarding me from so many grave dangers, snatching me, as I may truly say, from evils without number. Indeed, by loving myself badly," in other words, not truly loving yourself, but trying to be self-sufficient, "I lost myself. By seeking only you and by truly loving you, I have found both myself and you. You, sweetest Lord, deal with me above all my merits and above all that I dare to hope or ask for. May you be blessed, my God. For although I am unworthy of your benefits, yet your nobility and infinite goodness never cease to do good, even for those who are ungrateful and far from you. Convert us to you, that we may be thankful, humble, and devout. For you, our salvation, our courage, and our strength. You are our salvation, our courage, and our strength." Walk in that. Walk in that reality. Doesn't mean we don't take any responsibility. We take responsibility to cooperate with the grace that God gives us. Not trying to be our own source, but leaning on him. That's where the beauty is. The first reading for the liturgy today is taken from Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 15 to 20. Moses said to the people, "Today I have set before you life and prosperity, death and doom. If you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I enjoin on you today, loving him and walking in his ways and keeping his commandments, statutes, and decrees, you will live and grow numerous, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land you are entering to occupy. If, however, you turn away your hearts and will not listen, but are led astray and adore and serve other gods, I tell you now that you will certainly perish. You will not have a long life on the land that you are crossing the Jordan to enter and occupy. I call heaven and earth today to witness against you. I have set before you life and death, the blessing and the curse. Choose life then, that you and your descendants may live by loving the Lord your God, heeding his voice, and holding fast to him. For that will mean a long life for you to live on the land that the Lord swore he would give to your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Choose life. Choose life. And that means choose Christ. Choose to model yourself after him. He says, keep his commandments. Remember what I've told you. The commandments are not there to restrict you. The commandments are there to give you guidance and direction. And those commandments, if followed, will make you more and more like him, his priorities, his values, his way of relating. You will become more and more like Christ. The commandments are not there, oh, they just restrict me and I want to avoid them and I hate them and maybe they're not even from God. They're God saying to you, if you follow these commandments, you will become more and more like me and I will live in you and work through you. Brothers and sisters, that friendship, that relationship is inestimable. You can't put a price on it, but it's true. It's true. The commandments are not just rules and regulations to follow and a report card that says how well you've done. The commandments are there to conform us to his image and likeness, to his priorities, to his values, to his goals. And I guarantee you, you will be happier than you have ever been in your life. When you give your life over there, you will be free for the first time. The world tells you, oh, you'll be bound. You're bound. You're obligated. You should just be free. You can do what you want. You're independent. Yes, you can do what you want. But if we do it God's way, we'll be truly free. Truly free. Psalm 1, blessed are they who hope in the Lord. Do you know that this is true? Do you know that you can put your hope in his promises? You can put all your hope in his commandments for us. You can put all your hope in his word. Everything that he teaches us is intended to be the very best thing for us, to lead us to the fullness of life. Let this Lent be a time of discovery, to see that. In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 9, verses 22 to 25, Jesus said to his disciples, "The Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised." And then he said to all, "If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself." In other words, deny your own selfish desires. Choose his desires over your own. Deny yourself. Take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it. You know, we can kind of, I don't know, put a fence around our lives and say, don't touch this, God. I'm going to live my life the way I want. I'm going to do what I want. I don't care about your commandments. I'm going to do it my way because then I will be free. All God wants to do is imprison me. That, brothers and sisters, is a lie of the enemy. It will lead you to hell if you follow it to the end. Turn away. This is the time. It's always a day of salvation, but particularly in Lent is a time to say, well, I'm not that bad, but what are you doing that plays with that? That, oh, well, God wouldn't care about this, or I can do that, and, oh, well, that commandment was made back in the Old Testament. It doesn't hold true for today. We're so much more sophisticated and educated, and we know what we can do. Do you hear that? It's very, very faulty reasoning, and it leads to hell. It just does, if you follow it out to the end. So I'm saying to you during this Lent, this is a time to say, what are my values and priorities? What foundation do I have that I'm living from, that I know to be the ultimate truth and the ultimate reality? Not what TV tells us, certainly not what the internet tells us. What's the truth? Read the scriptures every day. Learn what the truth is. And believe me, as scripture says, the truth will set you free, because the truth is a person, the person of Jesus Christ. Jesus said to his disciples, "The Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, on the third day be raised." And he said to all, now listen to it again, "If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself," that's your own selfish desires, "and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake," in other words, you take your life and you say, "Lord, my life came from you. I return it to you that it may accomplish, that my life may accomplish all you created me to do and to be." That's what it means. Whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. What profit is there for one to gain the whole world and lose himself or forfeit himself? What profit is there? You know, all the people who are so famous and well known today, will they be in the kingdom of God? Where do you put your confidence? Who do you have as model in your life? Do you go around wishing, "Oh, I wish I had that kind of bank account. Oh, I wish I had that freedom to do this or to do that." Brothers and sisters, this life is a time for you to make the most serious choices and to come up with the priorities that are going to lead you and all those you know safely home to God. Take stock of it now. Please, don't just say, "Oh, yeah, Lent. Oh, yeah, I should think about that sometime." Really take stock of your life. Really sit down, perhaps this weekend. Take stock of your life. Seriously. Put a debit side and a credit side. Don't be down on yourself. Just realistically say, honestly, what are my goals? When I look at my life, not just what I would like to think, but the things that I do in life, what does that tell me about my goals? Am I on the right path? If I'm not on the right path, Lord, please give me the grace to see what I need to change. And then give me the courage and the grace to follow it. You ask God for that every day, and he will. Take one area in your life that you say, "When this occupies my time, my attention, my money, whatever." Pick one area, start there, and believe me, it will lead you ultimately to the fullness of life. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.